The definition of insanity is to do the same action over and over, expecting a different result. You have been making the same resolutions each year, and around this time, every single year, you quit. This year, let's change it up. You already know what it feels like to give up. You already know what it feels like to quit. But what does finishing look like? What does finishing feel like? Let's take all of those lessons that we learned last year in 2020 and actually apply them this year. 2021 is going to be the year of execution for you and for me. Welcome to the Edge, folks. Let's get sharp. What is up, grown people? Welcome back to the Razor's Edge podcast. I'm your host, Mike Savage. Let's get down to business. This year needs to be a year of massive action, and massive action requires massive faith. So let's talk about it. What is faith? Definition, noun: a feeling, conviction, or belief that something is true or real without having any evidence. That's one definition of it. But there is a second definition that a lot of us talk about, that a lot of us quote. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Press pause. Now, there's a step before faith, and that step is called vision. So I need everybody to stop for a moment and just close your eyes. Just think. Where do you see yourself a year from right now? 365 days, 52 weeks. Where are you? How much money is in your account? Where are you working? What does your relationship look like? If you're anything like me, you have big dreams. You have big visions. You see things, even when your eyes are closed, that are so amazing and so incredible. In your mind, you understand that this vision is sometimes a curse. Because I know how I am. When I see this vision, I see it so vividly. I see it so clear. I can feel the emotions that I would feel if I received those things. I can feel the emotions that I would feel if I achieved those goals. I could almost taste it. And then I wake up, or then I open my eyes, and then I'm right back in the same situation. And sometimes you get so mad at that, because why would I be able to see something so great, something so phenomenal, something so amazing if it's so impossible to achieve? But I got news for you, that is just a feeling. The fact is this: anything that you can imagine can be brought to life. If you really think about it, everything that exists right now today started in somebody's imagination. And I'm talking about everything, from the phone that's in your pocket, from the shoes that are on your feet, from the building that you probably work in, from this podcast. Yep, if you really think about it, this podcast all started as a thought or an imagination in my head until I put in the work to make it happen. So I need you to understand that that vision that you just had, no matter how amazing it was, no matter how far-fetched it might have seemed, it is possible. You just need to have a little faith. Press play. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. That is from the Bible. It's called the Book of Hebrews. That is the definition of faith. So faith is the substance. Your vision is the thing that you're hoping for. Faith is the evidence. The vision is the thing that's not seen. I just think it's funny how there's two different definitions. In one definition, it says that faith is believing in something or having a conviction without any evidence at all. But the other definition is saying that faith is the evidence that the something exists. Faith is the substance of the thing that is not seen. So whatever it is that you're believing for, all you have is a little bit of faith. Now for me, quoting that scripture, quoting that second definition has always been difficult, because I'm a visual person. I like to see it. I want to see what faith is. I want to touch faith almost. And By that definition, substance means that it's tangible. Evidence means that it's a clue that something exists. So how can faith, this seemingly intangible concept, have a substance or have evidence? Well, here's what I'm thinking. If I had to paint a picture of faith, faith should look like something. So if I had to paint a picture of faith, faith would look like a plan. One of the greatest superheroes ever created is not even super. Batman. You know him. I know him. He's phenomenal. He's amazing. Why is he so dangerous? People could say because he has enough money to give him access to limitless resources to fight crime. Yes, that's true. But the answer I'm really looking for is that he is so dangerous because he always has a plan. There's a movie that came out a couple years ago, Justice League Doom. Batman literally had a plan to incapacitate each member of the Justice League just in case they started tripping. And that was the plot of the whole movie. I'm not going to give it away. It is a few years old. It's a really good movie. You should check it out. But anyway, sub point, Batman has a plan just in case something happens. He has a contingency plan for almost every scenario, almost every situation, because he's just that paranoid about stuff. But seriously, he has a plan for something that might happen. What I'm talking about today is I want you to make a plan to ensure that something happens, to bring that vision that we just thought about to fruition. So we want the unseen to become seen. We want the plan to help us achieve and to get to our vision. So what is a plan? A plan is a detailed proposal for doing or achieving something. Is it written down? Okay, did you write it down? Is it detailed? A plan is typically a diagram or a list of steps with details of timing, write that down, and resources used to achieve an objective or to do something. It is commonly understood as a temporal set of intended actions through which one expects to achieve a goal. Like coming up in church, we always hear that expect word thrown around when we're talking about faith. Come with a spirit of expectation. Expect God to do this for you. And in this definition, it's funny that they bring up that word expects, because you are literally developing a plan to get to the goal. You should expect the results because you're developing a plan to get the results. So yes, I fully expect to be successful. I fully expect to become an entrepreneur. I fully expect to make $1 million. I fully expect to be healthy. I fully expect for my dreams to come true. Why? Because I have a plan on how I'm going to use my time and resources, and I have a set of intended actions that I'm going to take to make sure that it comes to pass. So faith looks like a plan. What else does faith look like? In my opinion, faith, if I had to paint a picture of faith, faith would look like preparation. Question, if God gave you everything that you've been praying for, believing for, tomorrow morning, would you be ready for it? Honestly, if you woke up tomorrow morning and you had all the money that you've been praying for, you had the spouse that you've been praying for, you had the kids that you've been praying for, you had the 10 and new clients that you've been praying for, everything that you really, really need, that you really feel like you need, or you really, really feel like you want, that you've been praying and asking God for, if you got it all tomorrow morning and you woke up, would you really be ready for it? Steve Harvey tells this story about him getting a new car. He has an old one, it's undrivable, and it's sitting in his driveway up on cinder blocks. And he's like, I'm sick of this, I'm getting a new car. So he starts working, saving his money, and after a couple of weeks of grinding, he goes and he talks to his mom. He says, Mom, I'm tired of this old hunk of junk, I'm getting a new car. And his mom hits him with the, So of course, Steve was a little irritated as he tells the story because of his mom's reaction. He's like, Mom, I've been working and hustling for weeks. You see me grinding. I got a couple dollars saved up. I'm out here trying to get this money so I can get this car. Why is it that you don't believe me? And his mom says, No, I believe you're going to get the car. But where are you going to put this new car if the old one is still sitting in the driveway? So are you ready for the vision? Are you ready for that dream to come true? If you're seeking a relationship, a spouse, a good man, or a good woman to partner with to walk through the rest of your life, are you really preparing for the arrival of this person in your life? In your relationships, you got to think of it like this. You're not single anymore. So every single decision that you make from this point moving forward, you have to include a whole nother human being in it now. Same thing with kids. Like you and your wife or you and your spouse are dreaming and praying and hoping for these children. But you do realize that it's no longer get up and go. It's no longer just go out and get something to eat for just the two of you. You have to think about these other human beings for the rest of their lives, because it's now your job, your responsibility to care for them. And it's the same thing in a relationship. You got to consider this whole other human being in every decision that you make. So are you really ready for that? Do you fully know who you even are before you get to know somebody else? Do you know your purpose? Do you know what your giftings are? Do you know what your vision is and the direction that you want to go in? Is this person going to hinder you or help you? Emotionally, what are your triggers? Have you ever thought about that? Do you know the things that set you off or get you in a bad place? If you don't know, then how can you express it or explain it to them? Are you willing and ready to share your time, your space, and your heart with a whole other human being? These are questions that you need to ask. These are things that you really need to be prepared for. To the entrepreneur, are you ready to run and manage your own operations? Some of us have jobs right now, and we don't really respect or steward over our jobs properly, but for some reason, we think that we are willing and ready to handle our own corporation or our own company. Are you ready to be self-employed? If you showed up to your own job, or I'm sorry, if you showed up to your own business the way you show up to work, would you hire yourself? If you acted the way you act currently on your job, when you work your own business, would it really be successful? Would you make money? Are you consistent? Do you have funds saved up for incidentals? I'm talking about, you got to ask specific questions. Are you prepared to be your own boss? Do you have enough money for incidentals and things like that? Do you know how much time really goes into working for yourself? Do you really know how much consistency it takes to really work for yourself? You work an 8-hour day now and you're tired and exhausted, but when you're working for yourself, you might have to go even longer than that. You might have to do 10, 15 hours a day just to make sure you make ends meet. Do you have enough money saved up in case you run into a month or a couple of weeks where you don't make no money, where you don't do any business at all? These are things you really got to think about, because when everybody says that word entrepreneur, everybody thinks about the laptop on the beach. Everybody thinks about the new car. Everybody thinks about the expensive dinners. And those are all the rewards, the possible rewards of entrepreneurship. But there's a whole lot of work and preparation that goes into it before you get to that point. So you got to be ready for those things. Sub point, guys, don't get discouraged that I'm asking you all of these tough questions. I'm not trying to discourage you. What I'm trying to do is to make sure that you're ready. If you actually think about these questions, write some of them down, then these questions will help you do what? Prepare a plan of action so that you can really achieve your goal. So in my opinion, if I had to paint a picture of faith, faith would look like preparation. But what else does faith look like? Again, faith is a substance. We should be able to feel it. We should be able to see it. We should be able to see it in people's actions. We should be able to not just hear it in their words, but see it in how they live their lives each and every day. Faith should be tangible, so you should be able to see it. It should have evidence. It should be a substance. So if I had to paint a picture of faith, faith would look like persistence. And this is a hard one, okay? The quality that allows someone to continue doing something or trying to do something, even though it is difficult or opposed by other people. Or can you be persistent? Do you have what it takes to be persistent? Kevin Hart says it like this, and he's an actor and a comedian, very successful though. He said, it is the hardest thing in the world to get up every day and give 100% and still be in the same position that you were in the day before. But mentally know that you're trying. That is a real grind. Eric Thomas, he's a speaker, entrepreneur. He tells the story of how it took him 12 years to get a 4-year degree. And he says, hard is studying every day, going to class, doing all your work, and still failing. Do you have what it takes to fail and keep going? Can you take the L, get up, show up, and give 100% again? There are only three things that you need to do when you fail. Three things that are necessary. Three things that are a must when you fail. Number one, learn from the mistake. Learn from it. They say you can either take a loss or you can learn. Either way, it's an L. Make sure you're learning from the mistake. Write some stuff down. How did you feel emotionally? What was the process that you went through? Make sure you learn something from it. The second thing you need to do when you fail is to forgive yourself. You are a human being. You make mistakes. Extend yourself some grace and mercy, okay? Understand that as long as you're alive, it's not over. Failure don't mean the end. It's just one L, okay? That's the second thing you need to do. And the third thing you need to do is move on. Stop hanging out in your failure. Stop being stuck in depression. You gotta pick yourself up and keep going. Do you have what it takes to ask and keep on asking until you receive? Do you have what it takes to seek and keep on seeking until you find? Do you have what it takes to knock and keep on knocking until that door is opened? What I've learned in the last few years is that the secret to persistence is detaching yourself from the outcome and falling in love with the process. I'm gonna say that again. What I've learned in the last couple of years about persistence, if you really wanna be persistent, if you really wanna be able to take L's and keep going, if you really wanna be able to survive and to struggle through the hard times and still keep going forward, you have to detach yourself from the outcome and fall in love with the process. I've learned that if you focus on the goal, the final outcome, quitting is inevitable for most people. And I'm talking about champions here. When you focus on the goal, I'm talking about that final thing, you only have two options. Either you fail so much that you quit and you never achieve the goal, or, and this is what I've done several times, you achieve the goal and then right after you achieve it, all that passion you had to get to the goal goes away and you slip back into old habits. Especially with, for me, it's losing weight, or for me, it's saving up or earning a certain amount of money. You know, you got all this grind and all this passion until you get to that goal. And then once you achieve it, yep, I saved up $2,000. I saved up $10,000, or I lost the 50 pounds that I really wanted to lose. And then you go back into your old habits and you start eating the food, or you start spending all the money that you just worked so hard to save up. So if you're only focused on that goal, quitting is almost inevitable. But if you detach yourself from the outcome and you fall in love with that process, you fall in love with developing new habits, you fall in love with just working hard, then you will achieve goal after goal after goal. It's an amazing thing. So yes, keep the goal in mind. Don't forget about it, but don't focus so much on it that you quit, okay? Detach yourself from the goal and just fall in love with that grind. Just work. You hit goal after goal after goal. So faith looks like persistence. What else does faith look like? Oh, I'm not done yet. So if I had to paint a picture of faith, what would faith look like? Faith would look like patience. This is a hard one too. I thought persistence was hard, but patience is really hard, especially in this day and age. You have to learn how to wait. Pastor Mike Todd did a sermon series a few years ago called Stride. And the main theme of it was how Jesus did everything that he was supposed to do for his calling, his purpose, his ministry in 3 years, and he walked everywhere he went. There was never any mention of him ever being in a hurry to get anywhere. But after 3 years, he hung on a cross and he said, "It is finished." He did everything. It's done. Then he had the nerve to sit down at the right hand of God. Like, he made himself comfortable. Just think about it. Even when lives were on the line, he never rushed. He walked and he always arrived right when he needed to be there. So why is it that we are in such a hurry? Who or what is pressuring us to get everything done right now? Is it social media? Stop for a minute and think about it. What's rushing you? Are you focused so much on Instagram and all the people that are showing you success there? If you really got to know some of those people that you're following, some of them are fake, but there are some of them that'll really share with you, this is how I got to where I am. And it took work. It was a process. It was consistency over time that got them to the success that they currently have. They'll tell you it's not overnight. It's never overnight. I know Dwayne Johnson said that about Kevin Hart. He grinded so much for 20 years before he became an overnight success. So it takes time. Is it a mentor or a parent that's rushing you? Or even if it's you, is it your past mistakes that are pushing you and pressuring you to make you feel like you have to get all of this stuff now? I know I put a lot of pressure on myself. Is it you? I started to notice more and more gray hairs, and I'm 2 years away from 40. So I'm like, yo, I got to get some stuff done, and I got to get it done now. Like there's a sense of urgency in me, and it's not always healthy. I know tomorrow isn't promised. I know that you only get 24 hours each day, but that does not mean rush. It does mean be decisive. It does mean don't procrastinate. It means that the work that needs to be done today needs to be done today. It means to be grateful for every single day. Honor your time and don't waste it. It means be effective and efficient. It means be a good steward over the time that you're given. Don't let this instant gratification world rush you, and don't let other people put their timetable on you. So it's not about rushing. I've learned that in order to truly be patient, you have to tap into another aspect of faith, and that is trust. Trust is a relationship word. A lot of times in the Bible, if you go back to the original Hebrew, that word faith is translated into the word trust. It's always a relationship word. I trust you. I trust this company. I trust this process. In order to really be patient, you have to trust God. Trust that he has his best in store for you. Trust that he won't let you down. Trust that he has a plan. Right now, you are planting a seed, and you never reap the harvest in the same season that you plant to seed, okay? Here's how it works, people. Seed, then there's time, and then you reap the harvest. So if I had to paint a picture of faith, faith would most assuredly look like patience. So faith. Or the tangible part of the vision that I'm hoping for, and the evidence or the proof of the vision that I can't physically see yet. Then my faith looks like a plan, a detailed list that I'm going to use of how I'm going to use my time and resources, the actions that I'm going to take to reach my goal. My faith looks like preparation, and preparation is me laying the foundation of that vision to be built on, putting systems in place to properly manage the increase, removing the mindsets and habits and relationships that no longer serve me or my vision, and make space for the good things that are on the way. My faith looks like persistence, fighting through all of those things that try to hold me back, fighting through pain, fighting through failure, setbacks, and successes. I'm falling in love with the process, forgetting things that are behind me and pressing towards the mark. If I had to paint a picture of faith, my faith would look like patience. I'm not rushing, I'm just not procrastinating anymore. If it can be done today, then it'll get done today. I'm not in a hurry. I'm in alignment with my vision. I'm focused. I will honor the 24-hour gift that I've been blessed with by not wasting it. I will be effective and efficient, and I will be a good steward over my time. So if I had to paint a picture of faith, that's what it would look like. Now you tell me, what does your faith look like? Stay tuned for the final thought. The problem with church folks is they take one truth and they run with it. They'll build an entire church off of one truth. They'll try to apply that one truth to every single situation. But the truth of the matter is, scripture is like a set of keys. I got a set of keys here. I got my car key, I got my house key, I got my mailbox key. My car key is kind of cool. It's, you hit a little button on it and then it flips out like a little knife. So I think it's pretty cool. But no matter how cool I think that car key is, it will never unlock my house. No matter how much I like to use it, it will never unlock my mailbox. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to get into that scripture and find the right key to unlock the situation that you're in. And then you'll probably experience a lot more success. Listen to me, guys. 2021 is going to be awesome, but there are some things that we're going to have to do in order to make it that way. Remember, you are not a mistake. You, my friend, are a solution. I love you, and I'll see you on the next episode.